The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
My guest is Stephen Greenhut. He is the Western Region Director for the R Street Institute, free market think tank, and on the editorial board of the Southern California News Group. He writes a column for the Orange County Register and 11 newspapers. Steve Greenhut, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Well, this week, Governor Newsom has asked the Attorney General to investigate why the state's gas prices are so high, pointing to a new report suggesting that big oil companies are, quote, misleading and overcharging customers. Of course, those from the Oil Industry Association say, wait a second, doesn't California have all these things thrown into the price of gas? Wasn't there this SB1 that raised the price of fuel and has had another increase? Aren't there some other things going on, I guess, in the world, too? The supply of oil to California, an attack over in the Middle East and our dependence on foreign oil in our state. A lot of things going on here, but the governor trying to point his finger at the oil industry. That's one story. The other, from about a week or so ago, involving Governor Newsom's comments on where the money from the gas tax may be diverted or not. Seems to be a little controversy there. He wants to deny anything's changed. All right, Steve Greenhut, walk us into these stories.
Okay. Well, what you don't understand is, you know, the government can never be at fault for anything. It has to be the private industry. So, of course, in the California's progressive nirvana here, we have to investigate the oil companies. The reason our gas prices are about $1.29 a gallon more than everywhere else in the country is the obvious reasons. It's not just the higher gas taxes, which play a big part of it, and not just all the different regulations, which play a big part of it. But we have a special formulation that has to be sold in California, that can only be sold in California, and that limits the supply and makes us that we can't import oil and gas from other states. And it makes us much more susceptible to market conditions if there's any sort of problem somewhere else. So that's the reason. Now, there was a professor, it was a few months ago, who came up with this idea that there's some mystery surcharge on gas. And all that really comes down to is that these folks looked around, they added up all the different things that cost us more in California, these taxes, and they can't account for a certain portion of why it's higher than everywhere else. So we're going to do an investigation of that, because obviously the gas and oil companies must be gouging us. It's just called markets, and just because they don't understand how markets, even distorted markets like ours, work. So we're going to have an investigation, and it's kind of silly. We can't figure out why the prices are high after Newsom and others had advocated for higher gas taxes, and they certainly aren't calling for changing this special formulation. So they'll pinpoint the evil gas companies for the problem.
Yeah, the president of the Western States Petroleum Association, it's an industry trade group, did say, "How about California's fuel taxes and standards, which are more strict, as you mentioned, than other states? They account for the first $1.07 per gallon at the pump." I mean, you don't see Newsom admitting or acknowledging that it became a dumping ground for fees. There's no transparency. Everything else we buy, it's the price plus tax. How come gasoline, they bury it in there? And I know there have been efforts to try to change that, but every time the Democrats hear about that, they kill that idea.
Yeah, they ought to make up their mind, because part of the whole progressive environmental thing is to drive the price of gasoline up so that we abandon our evil earth-despoiling cars and get on their dirty transit lines and buses. And then when people get upset that the prices are high, which is, as we have just pointed out, the work of a policy decisions to to raise taxes and to impose these special formulations that are supposed to help the environment. But remember the last one that ended up poisoning the groundwater. So it doesn't always work out as planned. Oh, they can't figure it out. So they're going to go look around for the usual suspects. It's pretty appalling.
Yeah.
And then what's also appalling, as you discussed in your intro there, is the degree to how we're spending that additional gas taxes, those taxes that help cause us to pay so much more per gallon, were sold to the public as a way to help reduce congestion, and they're actually being used to increase congestion.
Yes.
Local government. Yeah, it's just crazy.
This is the story of California transportation officials allegedly pulling a bait and switch and understanding the terms they use, so they're technically in compliance with how the money is spent, but they're shifting dollars to things like road diets, where they want to put in unused bike lanes, and they take away a lane for the cars, so the cars are stacked up next to a guard lane and a bike lane that has nothing in it, and they think they're doing a great job.
Yeah, here in Sacramento, the J Street used to be always a mess during rush hour, and then they removed one of the lanes using money from the SB1 gas tax increase to put the city on a road diet, and they've replaced it with bike lanes, and now it's an absolute congested nightmare. It's total gridlock during rush hour. And then I think the SACB did a story, and they interviewed Mayor Daryl Steinberg, who yeah, they admit it, and they're doing it to make us safer. So I guess if you're sitting in bumper-to-bumper traffic, you're less likely to get into a wreck than if you're driving at some normal speed. But it's just the fact that they continually put social engineering above civil engineering. And the problem is, SB1 was passed by the legislature, and then voters chose there was a referendum, and they chose not to overturn the tax. Now, part of that was because the attorney general put a really deceptive ballot title and summary, so you didn't even know it was a gas tax repeal. But that failed. But during that campaign, supporters of the gas tax, all they did was emphasize all the new road building we get and the congestion relief. And in fact, they're using money to increase congestion. And then the latest story, which we found out that the governor, he gave a talk in New York at some climate week, and he signed an executive order in conjunction with that, which called for more spending on rail projects and bike lanes. And then the California Department of Transportation went and they canceled three major highway widening projects. Or
whoa.
They've just delayed them.
Yeah.
But they've essentially killed them so that the money can be shifted over to, I think it's like $61.3 million could be shifted to rail projects. That's in keeping with what the governor's edict was in his executive order. So basically, just give us the money. We'll promise you one thing. Give us the money, and then we're going to spend it on our pet projects. And then the lawmakers wonder why people are skeptical, and instead they like to blame cheapskate taxpayers. But in reality, they're misusing the dollars. If they want to sell a ballot initiative and say, hey, we need more of your money to reduce your lanes of traffic, and we want to increase congestion and build more bike lanes and give more money to rail projects, I imagine they'd have a harder sell, don't you?
Yeah,
so
it would be. They sell it this way. And so Gavin Newsom signed an executive order recently that has redirected gas tax money to fund railway systems and other projects rather than repairing roads and doing the other things that they were promising to do. Now, I do remember when SB1 passed, those who were opposed reminded everyone that it built no new highway lane miles, that they'd already designed it that way to have that kind of poison pill to keep us from lessening congestion, because you're right. They want us out of our cars. They want to do away with fossil fuel. They want to go after the oil companies. They don't really want to address what Californians need to be able to get around better, do they?
No, of course not. It's social engineering. We need civil engineering. And, they're compliant with the fine print in these measures and the laws and everything. I'm not suggesting that they're not following they're not within their rights to do this, but it's still wrong. It's still a bait and switch. It's deceptive, and it makes people cynical about their government. Now, of course, I'm already cynical about the government, but we all should be more cynical about the government, because this is what they do. They have their own priorities. They have their own ideology. And the only thing that keeps them going is money. We give them more money. But then we're in a catch-22 as normal, regular California voters. If we don't provide the extra money, they don't build anything.
Yeah.
And we see what the congestion is like throughout the state. And Jerry Brown was notorious for holding transportation funds hostage. So we have this $214 billion budget. Right now we have, a $21 billion general fund surplus. Now that's in the general fund. We have all sorts of debts related to pensions and all sorts of things. But the general fund budget's in good shape, and it's enormous. It's a record-setting budget. And they don't prioritize the things that most of us would think ought to be prioritized as government, which would be, the infrastructure, the road infrastructure, the water infrastructure. And then they say, oh, we're out of money. You better raise taxes. Or else you're not going to get any more roads. And then voters you tend to go along with that because they're sick of congestion. So it's just this constant bait and switch. But as long as voters keep electing the same people with the same ideology, what do they expect?
This is what you get. Steve Greenhut is with us. I want to ask you just, we got about a minute and a half left, about we're getting a chance to see Governor Newsom's temperament, his style. There seems to be a pattern, a little observation some are making, that he does things then backs away like he didn't do it. There's this whole thing brewing on the power outages. You guys up in Northern California have been facing these power outages. Newsom one day says this is the new normal in California. Then the power outages happen. People are outraged by it. And he says this cannot be the new normal in California. Same thing with this gas thing. I mean, he'll deny stuff, say stuff. How's that playing up there?
Well, I'm sure it's playing the same as playing down there. I mean, people seem mostly oblivious. He definitely has a different temperament than Brown. And Jerry Brown was focused more on details and had a narrow set of objectives. And, although, I disagreed with him, quite a few of them, some of them were reasonably good. And Newsom takes this broad brush and wants to do everything, and doesn't seem as focused as Brown was. But he's clearly more progressive than Brown. I mean, we see the legislative session that's completed with all of his bill signings and vetoes. He vetoed approximately the same amount as Brown did in his final year, but he signed some really troubling laws. That's going to be far more progressive time, especially with the expanded Democratic majorities in the legislature. So I used to say, hey, if you don't like Brown, it's not going to get any better than that. And it's certainly more problematic for those of us who believe in, limited government.
Well, Stephen Greenhut, always a pleasure to have you on. Where can people read you?
They could go to rstreet.org, which is think tank I work for, or ocregister.com. I write weekly columns for the OC Register and the Southern California News Group.
Take care.
Okay, thanks.